Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community and the number of folks engaged in the community serving. Today we have with us a very unique individual. I'm so touched to be able to share this story. Welcome to our program, Marie Yosefirod. Marie Yosefirod. So Marie came to my attention through just a public portal. It was a delight to converse with her on a very touching subject. I'm so moved by the notion that, Marie, your organization, FYMHS.org, the acronym stands for?
The Ferry Boers Yosefirod Memorial Health Scholarship, in memory of my husband, of course, and as a promise that I made to him.
And that's what I'm so moved by, that I think our listeners could be completely inspired by, is the idea that out of a loss, you've created a nonprofit. Would you mind walking us through a little bit of that tragic loss and how it prompted this scholarship fund?
Absolutely. It's actually my privilege to be able to take my experience and share it with people so they know what it is to walk that path. Not that my husband intended to have undiagnosed diabetes. Unusual. He didn't have general symptoms. We had been runners in college and had a really good lifestyle, basically a vegetarian diet. And he had 30% of his kidneys left. And that is, you know, just between stage 3 and 4 kidney failure.
Oh, my. My. And so this was the beginning of the spiral that you became aware of the diabetes that he had as well?
Absolutely. So everything seemed to kind of accelerate for his health decline. Diabetes takes its toll on small blood vessels like the eyes and the feet and kidneys. So he had laser therapy and injections and had pretty much lost a good portion of his color vision. And his decline went over a year. He had to leave his position as a cafe manager. So in 2012, he was then crashing health-wise and went on to dialysis. So quite shocking.
And out of this, after his passing, you shared with me earlier that this was a promise you had made to him prior to his passing.
Sure.
The thing that blindsided you the most was this idea of diabetes, which opened up a whole avenue of effort on your part. So he asked you to do what?
He came home on hospice in December. And for just about 2 weeks, we had these incredible conversations that, of course, I didn't want to hear, but I listened. And really, the last 3 days of his life before he lapsed into a coma, he said, you know, I want to make sure that nobody else suffers what I've been through. And I said, well, what can the solution be? What do you want to do? And he said, we have to teach people how not to do this. And he was very much, you know, the philanthropist, the kind of father image as a manager to all his employees, and very caring about everybody that he was with. So I said, you know, I will make some kind of difference. I will do something, and you can, you know, it's my promise, and whatever I can do to change it up, you know.
And here we are today. One of the first things you did, which I think is so interesting, here you are, you're a one-person nonprofit. This is your effort to create an educational scholarship to empower children with information on diabetes. So you targeted your effort after this conversation.
Absolutely.
To children and education and diabetes. And how did you begin the process? Where are you spending your effort to provide this education, getting it into the schools?
So I made a few contacts at the outset and thought, well, I have to find somebody who has some credibility for nutritional support. And I contacted Dr. Joel Furman, and he said, of course, you know, I will support you in any way I can.
Dr. Furman from the PBS program that yes. we hear frequently on PBS.
Absolutely. Joel Furman is a warrior, and he's just this awesome guy, very passionate.
You just called up Dr. Furman. Was he a personal friend?
No, I emailed him.
You emailed him.
I've never, you know.
I love this story. One, it's out of loss. Two, you said, what can I do? And I'm not afraid to just make a phone call to someone, a television celebrity,
sure,
if you will.
Sure.
Fantastic. And so you have a doctor who responded. And
he said, absolutely. And so... So that I can fill the gap of, you know, the education that I don't possess or the credential for nutrition. And he is actually a nutritional doctor. He's an emergency medicine doctor, and he has a background in that more than the traditional 6 or 8 weeks of medical school. So he is a certified nutritionist.
So you've got the expert support. Now you've got an idea. You've got education on diabetes. You've got expert support. And the next thing you came up with to provide the funding for this, I think is incredibly clever, is license plates.
Well, I had taken some significant time to kind of grieve my way through, you know, figuring out where everything was going. And obviously from 2015 till through today, and really last year, I was able to apply myself in a way that I felt I was ready to do this work and to be present and not be in my grief and missing or crying when I'm talking about my husband, because it's really a privilege to share such an amazing person as he was, that, you know, to think that somebody would want to make that difference, that, you know, he said, please do something. Mm. So I thought, well, one of the ways that we can really reach people, because the more that you can teach children at a young age, the more retention they'll have. So if this becomes a program for children, then, you know, they have a chance to really learn something and bring that forward throughout their education.
And so you've got the need, you've got the nugget, and you decided, how are you going to get this into the classroom financially?
So there's a couple of ways. The really amazing way is, I thought, well, I was looking in just an obscure place, and I came across something with the wrong search on the internet, and I saw these special issue license plates, and I kind of got looking, and I said, oh, this is really cool. So, you know, I don't think it was a mistake, but anyway, the universe works that way. And I started investigating, and I called the Department of License and had many conversations. And I said, you know, I meet all your criteria for being a nonprofit, a 501c3, and I'm registered with the Washington Department of Charities through the Secretary of State. And you know, I have my mission, and this is what I'm trying to do for this program. This would be awesome to be able to get a license plate to raise funds for this program, because it's going to take a lot of money. And so I thought, well, how can this program be a really great win-win? And so part of that came as, if there were a scholarship that were to be offered from the funding through the license plate for Washington State students that are well qualified in the medical educational fields at this time for the first offerings, they could have the opportunity to, you know, put some funds in their pocket, because of course college is so expensive, we all know, and also the opportunity to come in and learn the curriculum and be able to empower children with the most cutting edge information on nutrition and how to change that, and using a lifestyle medicine approach, which is the whole person, which it's not like you sit in the classroom and you open a book on health education, because we're encompassing every area in the program. And so it's a seminar type program where it comes into the school once a week for 4 weeks. There's an introductory day, there's some videos. Each time, to use brain science, and one of the people that I love for this is Dr. Wendy Suzuki, who's also had a PBS special on brain science. And I'm very encouraged that I've kind of been on the right track with looking at, when you raise endorphins for learning, you create a better retention level and a better response. People are going to be excited about it and talk about it more. So to come in and have a Skype session on each one of the four seminar days once a week for a month. So there's a general introduction day. There's a nutrition day where there's tasting and food. And a celebrity chef pal of mine, Marley Figalora, is very excited to come and Skype in and encourage the kids and even cook with them and get them up and moving and really excited about it. And there's challenges that are posed. There's a fitness day the next time where we're looking at athletes or people who can encourage kids to move and be more active. And without encouraging it as exercise, which seems to be kind of people are resistant. So, and a wrap up.
Yeah. So the Children's Health Seminar that you're developing this program in collaboration with a couple of these experts is the end goal in the classroom for which age group are you targeting this health seminar?
So I want this to be available to K through 12 students in Washington State, and with a really big focus on K through 4, where there just is lacking information. So it takes a very specialized group of people who are in the young adult education or the medical field to approach the K through 4 children and to be able to bring it in a way that it is fun and retentive and enjoyable to them so that they can all benefit.
If you're just joining us, this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can, and today I'm speaking with Marie Yosefarad, and she is here representing the the Faribors Yosefarad Memorial Health Scholarship, which is a program that was born out of a tremendous loss. And I'm sitting across from a woman who's just smiling ear to ear as she intends to bring information to our students and our young adults through the most interesting mechanisms, one of which she figured out that the license plate is a resource where all of that funding, if I understand, will go into the program. Now, is there a certain need in terms of how many needs to be purchased? And where are you at with the license plate program?
Okay, so we have the artwork. I had a contest in the schools and we had some students throughout the region enter. And I had viewing and voting down at the Cotton Building in December and January. And the popular vote picked a really cool design by Amelia Kozlerich. She's in eighth grade at Blue Heron School.
And so are these available yet? Or what?
This is not available.
So if I'm listening right now, what's my next step as a listener?
Go to my website, www.fymhs.org. You can download the sign-up sheet. So it is at a point where I am looking to sign up a minimum of 3,500 people to purchase the plate. And then when I turn in those signatures and a $6,300 fee for the state, and then I'm also working to get sponsorship in the legislative part, and I'm looking to go into the 2020 legislature to get this approved, and then through the process, have this begin funding at some point thereafter.
That's fantastic. Very clever. So we can go to your website to get information on if I want to purchase a license plate, I want to support your effort to get the license plate through legislative action. In our last few minutes, I'd love to talk about some of the other things that you shared with me earlier. You're doing a fundraiser. How is that helping? It's just in general going into the big bucket, or how is this different than the license plate?
So the fundraiser is really, I will be having a raffle, and there are many people who have stepped up from the community. I'll have a poster. I'm going to be selling 250 raffle tickets throughout the community, $20 a ticket. That'll raise $5,000. Depending on what kind of funding comes in now, between now and the time of the license application going forward, that may go into scholarships or it may go into an application fee. Mm. That is to be determined.
So what are your needs as an organization to help you get this fundraiser off the ground? Or do you have some gaps in your support, whether or not it's the fundraiser or the license plate? I see a little bit about it. What date is it, by the way?
So I am having a fundraiser to bring community awareness to this program and to have fun in the community. I am setting up tag team tricycle races. There will be Twisters. We'll be doing a performance. We'll have
super.
A raffle. And this will be Saturday, June 15th, noon to 3:30 at the Cotton Building. I could use volunteers. If you want to volunteer for setup or breakdown, you can call me at 360-344-2195.
Is that the best way to reach you?
Sure.
Or through your website as well?
Absolutely. And you can email me at scholarship.fymhs.org. So I'm looking really to also raise some funds for the 2020 scholarship. So my best vision would be $10,000 for the first 6 months of the year, $10,000 for the second 6 months. That gives enough of a good fund for providing the scholarships to those students who need those funds, but also to get the program rolling and just have a great time. It's open to everybody. There's no fee. There will be some music by Jack and Joe, local musicians.
Oh, what fun. So June 15th, a Saturday, we're going to have fantastic weather. It's right downtown.
Absolutely.
So after they're done with their farmer's market, they should go down and have some fun.
Absolutely.
To help provide funding for FYMHS.org. And I'm going to get that name correct. Faribor's Yosefarad Memorial Health Scholarship, with the end goal of bringing education into the classrooms to prevent diabetes in our young people and to be more informed about lifestyle choices. Marie, I wish we had more time. I think we're going to have you back on. Is there anything else that we've left out today that we really want to make sure our listeners know about? I say your website, we should mention that one more time.
Please look at my website at www.fymhs.org. Also, just know that I'm really passionate about this, and this is truly a real nonprofit. There are no salaries, 100%. There's transparency. I keep it really on the very tight string. My current operating is averages $100 a month. You really don't have to be expensive to be effective. You just have to be smart in what you do using social media and those type of tools. If you're interested, if you have the same passion, I am setting up a board after the fundraiser in June. I've asked some really powerful people in the community and across the pond in Seattle, and there's great interest. So I want really terrific people who
super
have that experience and want to bring that passion.
We do talk a little bit about opportunities for someone who might be new to the area, a one-off project, or if they want that deeper commitment because retirement isn't working for them, or they want to stretch their skills and learn a little bit about a topic. And your organization brings all of those opportunities. So as listeners are thinking about it, I would encourage you to, one, be inspired to move that passion to action if you've got an idea like Marie does. What a great example. Two, if you just want to draft off Marie, you can get her at fymhs.org. And Marie, thank you for coming in today. It was a delight and a pleasure, and I'm sure we're going to be talking again soon.
Oh, thank you. And if I could mention, if you go to my website, look at my challenge. There's a health challenge that's very much like the challenge posed to the children. And I'd love to publish your story and your comments on taking that challenge. Thank you.
You've got endless ideas. Oh, my goodness.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our program today is in the expert hands of our sound engineer, Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now, go out, get involved, and make it a great day.